Keith Peters reporting the first of Donald Trump's four criminal prosecutions headed to trial today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The New York case is centered on accusations that Trump sought to bury stories about extramarital affairs that arose during his 2016 presidential run. Indictments in this case made Trump the first ex-president charged with a crime. The trial gets underway despite repeated attempts by Trump lawyers to delay the trial and remove the judge. The former president, who denies any wrongdoing, has complained that he should be on the campaign trail, not in a courtroom. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Jury selection began today. However, no one was seated. After this weekend's failed attack on Israel by Iranian missiles and drones, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is not involved in Israel's deliberation over any response to the Iranian strikes.
This is an Israeli decision to make. Whether and how they'll respond to what Iran did on Saturday, and we're going to leave it squarely with them.
A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says Israel must respond to Iraq militarily, but Dr. Michael Oren also says the Jewish state needs to mount an international diplomatic effort.
To galvanize a front against Iran, to expose the fact that Iran is the source of instability, violence, war in the Middle East. The veil has been lifted.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on transgender treatments to minors while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order Monday allows the state to put in place a law that subjects physicians to prison time if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change surgery to people under the age of 18. This is SRN News. A Belgian leader promotes euthanasia.
The country already allows terminally ill people to commit suicide with a doctor's help, but the president of Belgium's largest health insurance company says that's not enough. Faced with an aging population, Luc van Gorp suggests that elderly people who are in good health could opt to kill themselves for the good of the state, and presumably to save his firm some money. Pro-life advocates have warned that legalized suicide always leads in this direction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa officials asked the state Supreme Court to clear the way for a new pro-life law to go into effect. The measure, which bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, was in effect for a few days last July before a district court put it on hold. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision by the end of its term in June, but that might not be the final word. The justices could decide to end the temporary pause without ruling on the law's constitutionality. SRN News. It's been a day of losses on Wall Street.
Stocks slumped Monday after higher yields in the bond market cranked up pressure on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 1.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.8%. Stocks had been up earlier in the day, rising as oil prices fell, but Treasury yields also climbed higher. The latest report on the U.S. economy showed that consumer spending remains strong. Financial markets are in an awkward phase where such strength raises traders' hopes for growing profits at companies, but also hurts expectations for easier interest rates. High rates put downward pressure on stock prices. Damian Troisi, New York.
Americans increased their spending pace in March at a better-than-expected pace from the previous month, underscoring how shoppers remain resilient despite inflationary pressures and other economic challenges. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.